I can't go back to pretending like I don't know you exist. I gotta overexist. I only burn bridges to the places that I never should have been to begin with this shit. But you know that isn't this. We was attached at the hips, get the marriage, but we still did all the honeymoon trips. And that's what we took the most. Shit, we gon' keep tripping if we never take the time out to unpack all of it. For real. You know I was all for you. You never needed me to go out to grow for you. Snatch on my soul because you got enough of your own for you. Did everything to grow with you. Thought I get old with you before I got old too. Saw your potential and everyone was sleeping. That pussy mama dad'll never be enough to keep me. I got older and realized it's not all that I'm needing. A gift to you, I guess that's why.
It's like I'm stuck in the bottle. You told me you love me. You It's like I'm stuck in the maze. You get so stuck in your way. I heard you turning your face. Moving to Miami out of day. But don't go call on me. That pussy got a hold on me. You can't get back what you showed me. But she never told on me. My nigga stuck in them games. Can't you see the picture of you naked?
Peace and love, peace and love. 10/7. 2021, Thursday at 7:30 a.m. Thank y'all for joining me on Blog Talk Radio, Morning Drip of Suleiman Bey. Hope y'all all is well out there. Hope y'all making it to y'all destinations, being industrious, to your place of business, work, whatever you got going on, education. Hope you're being a positive, exerting positive energy inside yourself, positive thoughts. Exuberating positive thoughts, putting that out to the in the ether, into the universe, so it could reverberate and come back to you in a positive light. Do you understand? So yeah, we're just dealing with today. We'll keep going on what we started on the previous show, which is breaking these psychological chains of slavery and eliminating self-hate. And what do I mean by eliminating self-hate? Now, before I go into all that, I want y'all to please tune in, tap into LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com. Y'all get the website. We've been updating it, putting more information on there, more links for y'all. And then you could go, if you need a consultation, you could go to AlmoreConsultationLLC.com and schedule a consultation with me and or anything that I present. Okay, so that's Al Moore, A-L-M-O-O-R, consultationllc.com. And then the other website is legalempowermentgroup101.com. And don't forget to stop by Sister Tay Bay's website at queenkitty.net for the sisters out there for the feminine hygiene products. So, you know, support your brothers and sisters out there, their businesses. That's what this is about, eliminating self-hate. Now, don't forget. Also, we got Supercoin out there, and y'all tap in. Supercoin is on the Binance Smart Chain, so look for that. You tap it in. If you don't see it, you can tap it in. Super Token, Supercoin, giving away a lot of extra coins for your investment. And the more we do business by that medium of exchange, then the more we can get a market cap on it, and then the more we can put it out there and yeah, we could put something in our pockets for ourselves. So this is about creating, y'all. This is about creating for ourselves. This is about doing business with self and kind. See, when you hate on somebody else, you hate it on self. So that's how it is. You hate on your brother or your sister, you hate it on yourself. I mean, because that's your folks. Whether you want to believe that or not, I mean, how can you go about in the world and profess all these books and these religions and then look at somebody else and not know that that's your kinfolk, not to know that we come from one blood. But that's another topic. So it's not another target. It's one and the same, but I'm not going to get all the into that. But that's how you have to look at this. Yourself, you come from people. And people come from people who come from people from the same people. So just try to love instead of hating. That's what we're trying to work on. So we can be industrious so that we can be at peace instead of all this hatred and all this war going on. You know, all this shenanigans and this BS going on. So that's what this show is trying to do. We're trying to do how can we break these chains so we can get out of our economic plight. You know, we spending all this money. We the number one consumers, the number one dummies around here, spending all this money on nothing, on foolishness, on garbage, on poison, on miseducation, misinformation. That's all they feeding us on TV and the food, everything. It's poison, garbage, everything. It's state sabotage, you know. So that's what's going on. Agent provocateurs everywhere. Man, it's just pure poison. And I was speaking the other day. Like I said, when I was going away, while I was traveling, I had a book, and this book was called What's in Your Food. And I think the brother name was Graham. It's called What's in Your Food. It's a very little book. It's like an RV bag publication book. Very little, but potent and powerful. So I get the book, order the book. The book wasn't what I thought it was. I thought it was going to be a book reading telling me something. It was a dictionary, but it was a color-coded dictionary. So the darker it was, meaning the more poison it was. The lighter it was, and it had smiley faces and frowny faces. And then it had a dictionary in the back, would tell you what everything means. It tell you where all these products come from. It tell you what hot list they're on. Blase, blase, blase. So it had all the categories. So as I'm educating and becoming into more consciousness, hey, I'm trying to eat to live instead of living to eat. So I'm picking up everything and reading it. Now, you know I'm locked down and confined in these people's dismal crypts, so you got to go to commissary and you got to eat the food. The food they already serving ain't got nothing in it, and everything on commissary, the ingredients, I can't even pronounce them. So I know it's some kind of flum, flang, fling going on with that. If I can't pronounce something, what are you trying to do? I don't speak this language. The people you selling this stuff to do not speak the language that stuff is coded in. Yeah, we don't have no books on hand and been taught that, so you have to educate yourself to read, study, study, study. So I get the book, bam, there they are. Open it, I start looking at the stuff I'm sitting on, snacking, reading, and eating it, and I'm like, whoa. Now, one thing about the mind, when it comes back into that original source of knowledge, that spirit will convict you. Yeah, so now as I'm going off course, my spirit is convicting me because I'm not a death instrument. I'm a life, a loving light, a bulb of light. And, yeah, I'm putting darkness into myself, death, wholesale death. So I start reading the dictionary, and the dictionary say, okay, well, it affects the liver or it affects the kidney. And most of the stuff it say come to tell you what kind of, like, household appliance that this ingredient is in. A lot of it has, like, oven cleaners and Lysols and stuff like that. Man, and I'm looking at this stuff. And it's in everything. So if you sit down for a meal and you have and let's say you have a burrito from the store, you know, people out there in the hood, you have a burrito from the store and a bag of chips and a soda, and then you have your candy bar. Woo! Oh, you've been under attack. You've been under warfare, chemical and biological warfare, and you don't know it. You're unsuspecting. The public is unsuspecting of this. But whose fault is it? Is the company's putting a disclaimer out there because they got the ingredients on there and it's not their fault because you don't read and you're lacking it? Or is there a claim there for them if you're a natural person other than being a subject, a slave, or a corporation? You see, because that's what we have to start dealing with here. What's going on? A lot of people that's in our targets, man, that could be sued for you. You could live better if we get our minds right and stop hating. See, yeah, I would hate a Negro, too. If I was a Negro, I would hate another Negro because that's what Negroes would hate to try to do, you know. Yeah, if I was a nigger or a nigga, you want me to say it the way that y'all say it? The prophet said don't call us that, you know. But if I was that, then that would be smooth. But no, you understanding who you are and taking off, breaking off that shell and said, I'm not that no more, and not letting people allow people to tell you, oh, man, that's just a word we use in a different way. Nah, words are designed and have root. That's why you're supposed to study stuff like etymology and study. When I started studying dictionary, I studied Malcolm, and I seen he went to a prison and learned this dictionary and came out. I said, whoa, the dictionary is powerful. Words, because that's what they use in words and words play. Just like people got Webster's knowledge, shoot, but they not moving off Webster's knowledge. Webster is the trick. Webster is the hook with the bait in it. No, they're using the Black Law. They're using Law Dictionary because their whole compact, their whole contract, their whole agreement is by law. Okay, so that's why the prophet was sent to us. And by the way, all praises to Allah for sending us the illustrious prophet, Noble Drew Ali, to these shores. Yeah, Yahushua did come again. I bear witness to that. Now I don't, because I say it, don't mean that you have to bear witness to it. And say, oh, man, that guy, well, man, to each his own. The Quran tells you that. To you, your way, to me, my way. All right? That's what I bear witness to for my journey, for my experience, for my teaching, for my study. I bear witness that Yahushua came again to these shores and was raised amongst us from one named Timothy Drew. Yes, and to the world known as Noble Drew Ali right now. Yeah, El Hajj Sharif Abdul Ali. Yeah, Sheikh. Sheikh Sharif Abdul Ali. Yeah. I bear witness to it. Yeah, so I see everybody else that don't want to bear witness to it are just taking pieces of it and running with it and not standing on his point and moving for the prophet. Everybody want to move for prophet instead of moving as the prophet moves. Everybody's moving for prophet. See, it's a different with words. Somebody said the word prophet, man, people, you thinking they talking about P-R-O-P-H-E-T. Man, they talking about P-R-O-F-I-T. Yeah, shoot. And you over there on your hands and knees and bowing your head five times a day talking about the prophet, and they talking about P-R-O-F-I-T. Yeah, that's the prophet that they following. All you got to do is study them, follow their works, follow their teachings. Once again, you're on the Blog Talk Radio Morning Drip with Suleiman Bey. I hope all is well. We could get in here. So I wanted to go into here while we're thinking about self-hate. I like to give the word of the day. And I, it's always put on my heart, excuse me, to come back to my water at. To come back to the wordplay and understanding the dictionary thing. Understanding the dictionary. Ooh, that's that Dasani. I needed that. Ooh, I need some of that natural spring water. We'll have our own spring. Go out there and dip the cup. Yeah, pull the well up, dip the cup. Yeah, have some crispy, clean well water or something. You're going to run it from the spring. Yeah. We have to take it from somebody bottled up and tell you what it is. Don't know what kind of fling flam, food boom they put on it. Yeah, and it might taste good, and it could be good, but it could be harmful, too. It could be doing something, too. It could be tricking you, too. See, we sitting at the table. Listen, if you have open war with somebody for hundreds of years, you and your family, right? I'm talking about murder, you know, head beheadings, rapists, burnings, pilgrimage, water hoses, bricks, you know, over the years it's turned a different thing. You just warring with these people, right? You know, I'm not saying any people. I'm just talking about us. I'm giving you a situation. You at war with some people, and this stuff is going on. And then one day, just one day, now, the other side comes to you and say, hey, come on over for dinner tonight. Don't worry about all that. Come on over here now. That's all good. Come on over here and have dinner. Now, if you go, maybe you go with the, you was going with the goodwill of that, maybe this person is changing, you could work something out. But would you go sit at the table to eat? Or did you go sit at the table to talk and see if y'all could work out y'all differences? Because that person invited you over to eat at the table. Told you to sit down. Here you go. Sit down now. Don't worry about it. Fill yourself up. And you go sit down at the table and just take everything that they feed you and think that everything is good. But on the other side of that, on the top side of that, you're still being treated the same way. The laws are still treated, all the laws are unjustifiably they're against you. All the laws point at you to incarcerate you, to criminalize you, so you could be encoded again into the slave system. That's what this is about. So understanding constitutions, understanding treaties, understanding who your nativity, your nationality, understanding who you are. These things are of the utmost importance for ourselves and our children in order to survive. Yeah, you can't be a nation not understanding these things, these kind of principles. Yeah, you can't you can't be civilized. That's why you don't have a seat at the table. There's nowhere. Well, listen, do you see a black flag at the United Nations? If they got a black flag at the United Nations, it's roach spray, raid. That's the only black flag you will find at the United Nations. The blacks, the Negroes, the colored, the African Americans, however you want to terminology yourself, is being represented by the red, the white, and the blue. Okay. So, all right, that's what you need to understand. You're being represented. Okay? When you go run at the Olympics, you're representing the red, the white, and blue. Those accomplishments, them accolades, those are not attributed to you. Those don't go to you. That's my nigga right there. See, that's when that word comes to the point I had to give it to you. That's my nigga right there. I'm fixing up in the skybox. That's my nigga right there. Where you going? I could pay you $200 million. You think you balling because you got a block. You think you balling because you got a block. They could pay you $200 million. So what does that say that they making off you? Okay, so that's what you got to look at. So what about if you did for self, jumping around hooping for somebody else, do for self? If you stop your labor, who they going to have? Who they going to put out there to work? What species is gifted enough to run the sports market? What species is gifted enough if you take us out of there? Take us, our presence out of there. And when I say us, I'm talking about all the Moorish Americans. I'm talking about the Cuban Moorish, the Moorish Cuban Americans. I'm talking about the Moorish Mexican American. Yeah, the Moorish Dominican American. Yeah, I'm talking about all of us. Yeah, with the big nose and then the big lips. Yeah, the omics. Yeah, yeah. Huh? In this hemisphere. All our cousins. So, yeah, the Puerto Ricans. You have to take all of us off the field. Yeah, the David Ortizes and all these people, the big poppies and all. You take us all off the field. All off the field. The plantation. And then what do you have left in sports? Who's going to watch it? Are you going to watch it? If you take all the so-called blacks, all the people who of our people, our lineage, and you take us out of there, who's going to watch it? You're not going to have the Serenas and all those people to watch. Who's going to watch it? They're going to have a doled-out sport. That's why they had to integrate you into it so they could profit off of you. Pharaoh, let my people go. Y'all all right out there? You're on Blog Talk Radio with Suleiman Bey on the Morning Drip, and I just thank y'all for being here today. I hope there's a lot of y'all following along and listening today, and if there's only one, that's all as well. Maybe that one is that spiritual gifted one that's needed to be listening. Yeah, alhamdulillah, my praise to Allah. So I wanted to get into the word person. The word person as defined in Black Law Dictionary, okay? Because in the Constitution, you are a person, according to the Constitution, in the 14th Amendment, all right? So all persons born in the 14th Amendment or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof of the United States and of the states wherein they reside, okay? It says all persons. It doesn't define who persons are in the 14th Amendment. And all persons in the 14th Amendment are U.S. citizens. Do you know what a U.S. citizen is? Because I just told you all persons are naturalized in the United States are citizens thereof. All persons born or naturalized in the United States, listen, and subject to the jurisdiction thereof. See, that's the catch. See, they release and catch. That's all they do out here, release and catch. Pull you over, what's your name? Trying to take you in, release and catch? Yeah, release and catch. As soon as you come out the womb, whoop, release you. Mom release you, they catch you. And bring you back in, go code you into their system, and yeah, into their bondage, encoded slavery system, whoop, release you back out, and then to wait for you to grow up so they can catch a little nigglet ass again. And excuse my French. Yeah, but I'm just not as polished as everybody else. Yeah, I get a little rough sometimes still, you know? Yeah, I do. So the 14th Amendment, Section 1, all persons, doesn't define persons, okay? So all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the states wherein they reside. So, question. What is the protocol, procedure, criteria, requirement for becoming a U.S. citizen? Can one just cross the border and come over here and I'm a U.S. citizen now? No, ma'am. No, sir. They don't allow strays. Why do you think they have customs and border patrols and immigration and nationalization departments? You can't just be a stray in this world. You got to have a bloodline, a pedigree, a lineage. People got to be able to check the record books and the annals of time and see who you and your people are and what landmass you were for you from so we know your identity, know what language you speak, your culture, because the name says it all. But where is the Negro land? They got one somewhere. Where is the black land? Where is the color land? See? Tell you've been bamboozled and all this other stuff that you claim around here are corporations. Africa is a corporation. So how can you be African American? Are you talking about a corporation and a continent? So you could ask that those are company names. You know, you gotta understand what's going on. Those are company names you see on maps. Texas, California, Arizona, New York, Delaware, Connecticut, Virginia. Those are companies. Those are colonial companies, corporate guilds with charters, corporate guilds. Yeah, y'all. Yeah, this is all just from a lack of not knowing, a lack of not educating ourselves, a lack of not studying. But that's what we've been trained. But it's no longer nobody else's fault. Now it's time for, and from the beginning, it was our fault for whatever situation that we found ourselves in, because evidently somewhere along the line, our people fell astray for them to ever to be captured and fail into the way that they fail. We had to fall astray that we didn't protect ourselves and do what's right. But everything is destined. So when you get back on top now, what do you do? How do you teach? How do you educate? Do you still have hate? Yeah, because see, that's what the other people worried about. They worried about, they see that you are good, loving people because you won't even try to do nothing to them. You're more worried about harming yourself and kind. You see, you got your guns trained on yourself and kind. They know that. They think you go turn them on them if you ever wake up. So they want to keep you going and fighting them because they done did so much dirt now. It's like, don't stop. You know how you do something like, I done did so many now. You done had an affair, man. You just came clean. You just going to keep on doing it now. You just think, nah, you just causing and making it worse. You making it worse. So a person just feel like, I can't get right. You know, a lot of us live life like that. We feel like, oh, man, I can't get right. But we believe in it something, but are you really believing? I can't get right. Yeah, you got to just get right with yourself. If it's hurting and harming yourself, you know it's not right. If you're not feeling good about it, so just clean up. Why would you keep doing something to keep harming you, keep hurting yourself, keep making you feel bad? Keep making you come home with mixed feelings, mixed reserves, yeah. Why? Again, this is from Black Law. Y'all all right out there? Yeah, we got to fill the highways with the news while they're giving us the platforms to use it. And then, yeah, you never know when they press the pause button on you. You know, they never know when the information is too much and they don't want it to be broadcasted again. So person, as defined by Black Law, and this is a seventh edition. It doesn't matter what edition you get. You need to get one so you can go see what a person is, all right, as defined by the law. Person, one, a human being. Where's my glasses? I need my glasses. I can't even act like I know. Yeah, that's what it is. Oh, that's not. Yeah, the lightning glare. Okay, there we go. Person. Y'all all right out there? Okay, then, here we go. Person, a human being. That's one. Person, one, a human being. Okay, you ask anybody on the street that, a person, you ask them what's a person, they go, if they don't say it like that, human being, they go point at you, person. Yeah, that's a person. Okay, two, did you know this? Okay, two. entity, such as a corporation, that is recognized by law as having the rights and duties of the, as a human being. Again, two, an entity, such as a corporation, that is recognized by law as having the rights and duties of a human being. Three, the living body of a human being. And then the next definition is artificial person. Artificial person says an entity, such as a corporation, created by law and given certain legal rights and duties of a human being, a being, real or imaginary, who for the purpose of legal reasoning is treated more or less as a human being, also termed fictitious person, juristic person, legal person, moral person. Hey, listen, I told you. We laughed and joked about old Ted, the movie Ted, the little old brown bear. Ted and Ted 1 and Ted 2, they laughed to the bank. They talking about you. Yeah, oh, 14th Amendment citizen. Ted was out there, oh, shaking his wee-wee. Yeah, shaking his little shaboinger and smoking his little herb. And yeah, he was, how they say, for lack of better words, he was talking shit and swallowing spit. Yeah, how they say it. Yeah, that's what he was doing. Old Ted, he had an old girlfriend. Yeah, Ted was just doing his thing, you know. Mm-hmm. Cutting up. He wasn't on nothing in life. Yeah, they were just showing you an example. Just smoking weed, having sex, talking mess. Well, we ain't doing nothing, right? Ted had his day in court. Ted had his day in court, and they told Ted, sit on down. Man, you ain't nothing but a fiction, an artificial person created by law. You ain't got no rights. Your rights was created to you, created by law and given to you. That's what they told Ted. Man, if you that's a classic collectible to teach your children and teach people about that. If you want to know about the 14th Amendment person, that's a classic book that you could teach a young person. A classic movie or something that you could sit down there and watch. It's funny that you could educate them with. Yeah, Ted. Mm-hmm. Oh, Ted. Okay. So that was artificial person. Now then we go down and it says natural person. A human being as distinguished from an artificial person created by law. Again, natural person is a human being as distinguished from an artificial person created by law. Now, how do you distinguish yourself? That's the difference. Because over here, everybody is presumed to be an artificial person because everybody is presumed to be a U.S. citizen. So if you're a U.S. citizen, then you're an entity that's such as a corporation created by law and given certain legal rights and duties of a human being. See? A being, real or imaginary, who for the purpose of legal reasoning is treated more or less as a human being. So that's an artificial person. So if you don't differentiate that, if you don't distinguish that by putting people on notice that you're a natural person and not an artificial person, then it's going to be presumed or assumed in law, their laws, what they're running, that you're an artificial person, according to U.S. law. That's where we're at. That's what the jump off is. And that's what the correction is of your status. All right? So you need to put people on notice. You need to proclaim who you are. Yeah. Declare. Declaration of Independence. Declare your nationality. Who are you? Yeah. It's business. It's business affairs been going on. Yeah. And industries. Yeah. Nations. Yeah. You can't come to the table and not be nobody, be a stray. A mutt? What do you do when you see a mutt out there, a stray dog running around? His little tail be tugged, be eating all the little caca in the garbage. Yeah, a little doo-doo eater. Yeah, eating up doo-doo and don't got an owner feeding them good. Yeah, running through your trash, knocking your trash. You throw stuff at them, rocks, kick them and stuff. That's what they do. You don't have nowhere where you could go have your grievances addressed. Yeah, no place for recourse. Yeah, you don't have nowhere to go to be addressed because your representative is the same people that got you in shackles and chains. So you're going to be addressed in shackles and chains. You're at the hearing. Every time you go somewhere, you're at the hearing like you at court. You got on shackles and chains. You can't even talk. You're being represented by somebody at all times. Right. They're presenting you, and you can't talk. They're talking for you. It's the same thing like being in a court of law. Yeah, what they got going on. So that's what we need to rise up and understand and just educate yourself. Get a platform. Follow people. Start, you know, listening in more. Okay, man, I hear that brother Summer. Okay, well, listen in more. Follow platforms. There's a lot of platforms out there you can follow, you know, enroll in somewhere. Get in with somebody. You know, the time is coming for us to get together. That's what this is about. All this self-hate, that's not going to help us. That's not going to help us at all. We're the number one consumers. We're the number one consumers. The big old dummies. What Red Fox say, you big dummy. Y'all too young, don't know about Red Fox and Sanford and Son. Red Fox said, you big dummy. Yeah, so we got to quit being big dummies. What are we consuming? It's all garbage. We already been through that, from the food we eat into the air. It's all garbage what they got going on, everything they putting on. They're not telling us nothing that's going to give us no news we can use. They're not telling us nothing that's going to help you be a nation leader, a rise. They're teaching you everything they're teaching you to keep you dumbed down and subservient, a consumer, a robot. Yeah, we on auto-tune, iRobot. Yeah, we on autopilot. But, you know, we getting pulled. The screen's getting pulled. Oh, you got to stand up and be yourself. A lot of stuff you can be out there. Live low, live humble. Man, there's so much we can do with each other and just having us land and do with each other and live low. Just start growing. And we start networking with each other. You growing down there, girl? Yeah, girl, I got something going down here. Some meat, some beans, and some corn. And then she growing up the street. Some other different stuff. Yeah, I can't grow everything. She can't grow everything. But we got different stuff. We got a community. And then we network in the community to get the things that we need. And then we, to others outside the community, you know, we sell little stuff here and there. You know, you make your money, little stuff. But we ain't doing like how this stuff going on. It's savagery. And then you get in tax. On top of it, you get an inferior quality stuff. You don't know who made it, what it is. All about revenue, just people trying to get some bread, some money. You feel me? Trying to poison you all. It's crazy, y'all. It's the prophet said, and it's going to come a time we will need each other more than ever. We will need each other more than ever. That's the time now. And we need each other. We got to educate. Nobody care about the youth. Everybody talk about them. Nobody trying to help them. Nobody trying to take them in. Everybody trying to send them away. Prison, jail, that's all they're thinking about. So why they? It ain't mad. They ain't going to run around out there with pistols and shit. Nobody's stealing my language. Nobody's trying to take care of them. Nobody's trying to help them. Educate them. Take them in. Mentor. Man, y'all tripping out there. You feel me? Nobody want a big brother, big little sister, big brother, big sister no more. You feel me? We got to save little ones. You're scared to go into the hood with them because they got pistols and stuff. You're scared. Man, why are you scared to go in there? Because you ain't talking about nothing. You're not on nothing. So you got to go in there and teach the people, man. Give them something that's teachable. You know, give them something that they can use. You know, and show them away what they want. They want to know how to be industrious. They want to know how to be industrious. That's what they want to know, how to get to that bag, what they say. So, I mean, that's not hard. But you got to teach them what a real bag is. The bag is not what they're seeing on TV. What you're seeing is a lie. I bear witness to that, because the devil has to tell you a lie, and he has to tell you the truth in a lie. So he puts lies out there so you could believe the lie but not really look at the truth. Huh. And then he's going to say in that time that he told you the truth because he put before you. Did he put it before you in through his lie, through his tell lies vision? That's why it's called television, but y'all never knew that. It was telling you lies. It's creating images in your mind. It's programming you. And then a lot of the stuff that they be telling you be true, but they put it in the form and they have to say, oh, that's just a TV show. But your mind has already been conditioned. You can't take that back. So when the time comes, you're already prepared. Whether it's about alien invasions or whatever it is, it's already been encoded into you. See? But you don't know about that. Once again, are you all right? You're on Blog Talk Radio, The Morning Drift with Suleiman Bey. Hope y'all all right out there. We just cruising on the mothership. Yeah, that's what we doing. George Clinton. Yeah, we rocking and rolling. We're on the mothership, just cruising. I wanted to read something. Let's see real quick. Let me go in here. I wanted to read something out of this other book real quick. But I just wanted to go over here, too. That was from the Black Blob. I wanted to go over here into John Bouvier's. And this dictionary, this is a law dictionary adapted to the Constitution and laws of the United States of America and of the several states of the American Union with reference to the civil and other systems of foreign law. Now, listen, when people are talking or when you see stuff before you, you got to really read what a person is saying. This is why I be on the youngins about that. You got to read. You got to listen. I don't care. You got to press rewind 1,000 times. That's how you educate yourself. It's about you getting an understanding. The more stuff that you can get an understanding of, the better you are. We don't got a time to lose. and back down. No, we got to just time to find our way through it. We got to find our way through it by understanding it and get to it and get to the bottom of it, because there's nothing new under the sun. There ain't nothing that we can't demonstrate and can't understand. Huh? We're the original people. So how a problem going to come before you and you're the original man and you can't solve it? We just got to apply ourselves. So this says a law dictionary adapted to the Constitution and, okay, so that's one thing. Boop, we got a checkpoint. Bam, one, adapted to the Constitution. That's one. Bam. And laws of the United States of America. That's something. And, because it's keep going on, so that's two. So we got the Constitution. This dictionary is adapted to the laws of the Constitution and the United States of America. And of the several states of the American Union. So those three. Bam. Now let's stop right there. See, I'm just breaking down the cover of this book. Okay, I haven't even opened this book. You see how you got to demonstrate? I'm giving it to you, but I have to analyze the cover of this book and what this book is. It is. Instead of just, oh, what is this? And then just opening it up and just reading it. No, I'm trying to get an understanding first of what I'm dealing with before. It could be hocus pocus I'm opening up. You dig? It could be a casting a spell on me when I'm opening. I need at least try to read the cover. Okay, so I deciphered the cover. It's a law dictionary adapted to, one, the Constitution and the laws of the United States and of the several states of the Union. So I ask you, all we know as black folks is the United States. You wasn't taught Constitution in school, and you wasn't taught about the American Union, other than it being called, other than it, what you've been called, been taught that you've been called as the United States. But obviously the cover of this book tells you that that's separate. Okay, with references to the civil and other systems of foreign law. Why is it talking about foreign law? Who's foreign around here? Oh, okay, so somebody is foreign law. So are you foreign? Yeah, you're foreign to their law, because what? This is the American Union, their union is a European Union. So, yeah, they're foreign and you're foreign. So do you understand foreign laws? Do you understand international laws that dealing with that apply to you, that protect you, because it's foreign affairs going on here? Dealing with other nations, dealing with other policies and diplomats, and yeah, this is deep. This goes into, yeah, this is deep. You're protected when you understand that, but you're not protected as black. See, your title has been stripped. Your birthright has been tucked in. So you're just on the books as property, chattel. You don't have a seat at the table. And I quote, ooh, and I quote, it's just popping up. See, when you study, it just pop up, and I'm quoting from the ex-president Donald Trump, well, a quote that he said one time, and it was the coldest thing I ever heard a gangster say. Man, I've not been around a lot of gangsters. This is the coldest thing I heard a gangster say. And I've heard it said, but he said it straight out for one who's in the position he was. Yeah, he was in the coldest gangster position in the public. And he said this. It's safe to assume that if you're not at the table, you're on the menu. Ooh, I said, whoa, man, so you fit to be the dinner. You, man, that's how deep this is. If they put a person like that there, that'll be able to say that. He said, it's safe to assume that if you're not at the table, you're on the menu. Man, that's the coldest gangster stuff I said. If you ain't with us, you against us. We on your head. You on the menu, and we're going to eat you. You're dead. We're going to eat you alive. Man, that's what the man said, okay? So we got to get together. You know, we surrendered all that land, and people didn't want to work on the land no more and go to till and farm no more. They wanted to go to the city with the big cars and the noise, and all the quick man-made stuff is ready and fast for you, but look what it's got us. A quick sickness and more death. Look what it's got us. Yeah, that's what it's got us. It ain't got us nothing great. We ain't rise. We the cream. the cream always rise, so it's only a matter of time. So if you don't want to see it in your time, it starts with self. See, we sitting around waiting for the world to change around us so we can change. No, we're supposed to change our world, create our new world, and then the people around you are hopefully seeing, then they can create their world being by looking at you as a demonstration. And, man, he came from the trenches, she came from the trenches, and, man, she blossomed from right from where I came from so I could blossom. And that's how the story goes. You just click one domino, and they're supposed to all fall. Instead of the dominoes falling each other on BS, we follow each other to the stuff that we know is going to keep going the same way, and it's getting worse. Yeah, man, the people can't even enjoy the money. Man, I saw a quote from the Bishop Don Juan. He said, man, these rappers killing each other, man. Why? What's making them do that? Y'all throwing your blessings away. We're being blessed with so much. You've been blessed with all this money or whatever they're giving. You can take it and invest it and help yourself, help your family or whatever. You know it's monopoly money. You can use it if you know what to do with it and turn it into something. You get in the position. But they feed in this into out there. They feed in this hate, you know, with the drugs and the war and all that stuff. Man, it's so much more to life. It's so much more to life. So that's what we got to just come up out of this trap. We just come out of this trap, and we think we're moving for ourselves, but we're not moving for ourselves. Somebody is moving for us. Somebody is in our mind. You are not yourself. You haven't been yourself yet. So you got to learn that. The first thing is admitting the acceptance, admitting guilt. The first thing is admitting that you were cowardice. You know, the 12 steps of Wow Bill program. Yeah, Alcoholics, Narcotics Anonymous. Yeah, you're on the 12 steps. Yeah, you got to admit you were solid. You got to admit first. Yeah, you've been bamboozled and hoodwinked. Okay, so everything you've been taught needs to be reevaluated. You need to go back in and say, hey, it can't be good for me. And I quote, to mama, my great-grandmama, I can still hear her voice. She used to say that. If a person won't treat you right, what makes you think a person would teach you right? That was my great friend. Mm-hmm. What makes you think that? If a person won't treat you right, what makes you think they're going to teach you right? So you got to go back in all your training. And like I say, listen, if I go into your hood, I had to give it to you raw. If I go into your hood or your turf, you feel me? Just say I kill one of your men. I take one of your men down. I had to go in there and I smash on one of your men. And then I go put out some T-shirts or some medallions and pass them around to all the cities in the barrios in the town. And everybody start rocking them now. Yeah, and everybody start rocking them now. And when you see me, you go give me that? I'm going to be your guy? Man, because that's what they did. That's what they did. Rome. That's who crucified Yahushua. That's who put the image up there. Rome did. But we follow Rome. We follow what Rome does. We pay tithes to Rome. So when you figure that out, then you understand. So why are we doing that? That was the same person who crucified Yahushua. And then they put him on the emblem for the world to see. That was the worst way that you can put someone to death, was on a stake. They used to put them on stakes on the side of the road, and you could just see them. People see them. That was the most embarrassing and humiliating way to be punished. And they put it as an emblem, and everybody rock it. And we say, that's what's up. And like I'm telling you, if I did that, if I went out there and smashed on somebody and put it on a chain, you wouldn't rock it. I don't care what this dude or this girl was on. I don't care how many people they had anointed and how many blind they had made see and how many deaf they had made hear and how many mute they made walk and how many paralyzed people they made get up and take up their bed and walk. Because we often do that, because I bear witness, I've done that. You make somebody be able to see, and you got to understand it. You got to understand the depths. Yeah, I'm from above, and you are from below. My thoughts are not your thoughts. You see? See, you take it on the physical plane, but my thoughts are always on the spiritual plane, because my essence is spiritual first. I bear witness that there is none higher than the source that where I come from. I bear witness to that. Allah is the greatest. I bear witness to this, nothing higher than the source from where I come. I bear witness. It's within me. It's within me. I know nothing greater than that. I know nothing greater than the source from where I come. anything that's the outside of me is a product of. And it's been here forever, and it's gonna be here. Yeah. So we just got on the this coat right now. So John Bouvier says, "Person. This word is applied to men, women, and children who are called natural persons. It is also used to denote a corporation, which is an artificial person." Y'all all right out there? Oh, y'all hear what he said? So that goes back to distinguishing now. He says, again, person. This word is applied to men, women, and children who are called natural persons. It is also used to denote a corporation, which is an artificial person. Now let me go. Natural persons are divided into males or men and females or women. Men are capable of all kinds of engagements and functions unless by reasons applying to particular individuals. It says women cannot be appointed to any public office nor perform any civil function except those which the law specially declares them capable of exercising. Man, that sounds like hold-me-down, oppressive stuff to me, huh? The woman can't be equal and can't do nothing. She's the creator. Boy, see, that's what people get it all. Why the woman can't do something? She's the creator. Allah. It's feminine. How the woman can't do this and can't do that? She the one created. Everybody needs to be, man, y'all got woman messed up. Every species on this planet, every species on this planet comes from the feminine. You can't grow a plant, a bud, a herb, a fruit, or nothing. It's, man, the feminine. Two male seeds ain't going to do nothing. Two male dogs ain't going to make another dog. You can't, man, you grow herbs. You can't, man, you got to get the female seeds. See the importance of the woman, but the woman has been degraded. She's been stripped down, took it off. They are also sometimes divided into free persons and slaves. Free men are those who have preserved their natural liberty, that is to say, who have the right of doing what is not forbidden by the law. A slave is one who is in the power of a master to whom he belongs. Slaves are sometimes ranked not with persons, but things. Again, it says they are sometimes divided into free persons and slaves. Free men are those who have preserved their natural liberty, that is to say, who have the right of doing what is not forbidden by the law. A slave is one who is in the power of a master to whom he belongs. Slaves are sometimes ranked not with persons, but things. Okay, because we finalized enough, and I gotta equate you all with Circle 7 Holy Quran. I gotta equate you with that because a lot of people, they don't understand it. They don't know where it come from. When you hear Quran, the first thing they think is you anti Jesus or something. You against Jesus or something. But I always like to read the Quran from this light. I always start it off like this so people know, and I read it how I read it. So I always read it one time. I read it from the cover, and then I read it from the inside so you can understand. And then I go to what chapter. So I start off how I read it. The Holy Quran of the Moorish Science Temple of America, 7, divinely prepared by the noble prophet Drew Ali, by the guiding of his father God Allah, the great God of the universe, to redeem man from his sinful and fallen stage of humanity back to the highest plane of life with his father God Allah. Know thyself in Allah, the genealogy of Yahushua, life and works of Yahushua in India, Europe, and Africa, in the land of Egypt. Okay, Noble Drew Ali, the prophet and founder of the Moorish Science Temple of America, to redeem the people from their sinful ways. Sultan Abdul Aziz Abu Sa'ad, the descendant of Hagar, now the head of the holy city of Mecca. Jesus, who was stamped in there, that's who stamped and authorized inside of the publication of the Holy Quran. And you want to do research on who Sultan Abdul Aziz Abu Sa'ad is, and they told you he's a descendant of Hagar,
now the head of the holy city of Mecca. If you Google him, you look in the dictionary, anything, you can find that man's name and their family royal lineage. They are a royal family, okay? You understand, study the prophet and his journey and his mission. You understand and see why he was authorized to do what he did and who he is and was. Okay, continuing with the circle seven, the Holy Quran. Know thyself and thy father God Allah. The genealogy of Jesus, in parentheses, Yahushua, with 8 years of the events, life works, and teachings in India, Europe, and Africa. These events, again, y'all, we've been taught to call him Jesus. That's what the Europeans call him. But his name was Yahushua, his appellation, Yahushua. And even in the Bible, they tell you about his Emmanuel. Emmanuel. They didn't tell you that, but people don't use it. See, some names can be used because they've equated. People use the names and you're filthy. You got to be clean. All right? The genealogy of Jesus, Yahushua, with 18 years of the events, life, works, and teachings in India, Europe, and Africa. These events occurred before he was 30 years of age. These secret lessons are for all of those who love Yahushua and desire to know about his life, works, and teachings. Dear readers, do not falsely use these lessons. They are for good, peace, and happiness for all those that love Yahushua. Dear mothers, teach these lessons to your little ones that they may learn to love instead of hate. Dear fathers, by these lessons, you can set your house in order and your children will learn to love instead of to hate. The lessons of this pamphlet are not for sale or for the sake of humanity, as I am a prophet and the servant is worthy of his hire. You can receive this pamphlet at expense. The reason these lessons have not been known is because the Muslims of India, Egypt, and Palestine had these secrets and kept them back from the outside world. And with the time appointed by Allah, they loosened the keys and freed these secrets. And for the first time in ages, had these secrets been delivered in the hands of the Muslims of America. All authority and rights of publishing of this pamphlet of 1927 by Noble Duali, the prophet. The Industrious Acts of the Muslims of Northwest and Southwest Africa. These are the Moabites, Hamathites, and Canaanites who were driven out of the land of Canaan by Joshua and received permission from the pharaohs of Egypt to settle in that portion of Egypt. In later years, they formed themselves kingdoms. These kingdoms are called this day Morocco, Algiers, Tunis, Tripoli, etc. See, giving you information, giving you history to go study. You read the Bible, you understand about Joshua, you understand these people were casted out, exoduses went on. Where did these people go? What happened? And do you understand what this world is over here? Okay, let me get to some of these teachings right here because we're closing up. And I want to go to some of the, when the brother Yahushua was in Crips, going through his, getting his degrees. Okay? Yahushua, chapter 4. Yahushua talks with the rabbi of the Ten Commands. Now, Rabbi Barashia of Nazareth and Yahushua, the son of Joseph and Mary. Rabbi was aid in teaching the son. One morning after service in the temple, Yahushua, as he sat in silent thought, Rabbi said to Yahushua, which is the greatest of the Ten Commands? And Yahushua said, I do not see the greatest of the Ten Commands. I see a golden cord that runs through all the Ten Commands, that binds them fast and makes them one. This cord is love, and it belongs to every word of all the Ten Commands. If one is full of love, he can do nothing else but worship Allah, for Allah is love. If one is full of love, he cannot kill. He cannot falsely testify. He cannot covet. He can do not but honor Allah and man. If one is full of love, he does not need commands of any kind. And Rabbi Barashia said, your words are seasoned with the salt of wisdom that is from above. Who is the teacher who has opened up this truth to you? And Yahushua said, I do not know any teacher opened up this truth for me. It seems to me that truth never was shut, that it was always opened up, for truth is one, and it is everywhere. And if we open up the windows of our minds, the truth will enter in and make herself at home, for truth can find her way through any crevice, any window, any open door. Say that then, Yahushua. The rabbi said, what hand is strong enough to open up the windows and the doors of our minds so truth can enter in? And Yahushua said, it seems to me that love, the golden cord that binds the Ten Commands in one, is strong enough to open any human door so that truth can enter in and cause the heart to understand, that's a little baby speaking to him, a boy. Now, in the evening, Yahushua and his mother sat alone, and Yahushua said, the rabbi seems to think that Allah is partial in his treatments of the sons of men, that Jews are favored and blessed above all other men. I do not see how Allah can have favorites and be just. Are not the Samaritans and the Greeks and Romans just as much the children of the Holy One as are the Jews? I think the Jews have built a wall about themselves, and they see nothing on the other side of it. They do not know that flowers are blooming over there, that sowing time belongs to anyone but the Jews. It surely would be well if we could break these barriers down so that the Jews might see that Allah has other children that are just as greatly blessed. I want to go from Jewry land and meet my kin in other countries of my fatherland. Woo! So see how he opened up, break down barriers, and tried to show you how, he showed you how people and what people and what tags they was placing and putting to keep the people at discord, at divisive and divided. And he said, I want to go see my other kin folks. He want to get out there and go see his other folks and go out there and teach and learn and go learn. So love, that's what this is about. And and that's a trip because I just opened up the Quran and I start reading and then I flip to that chapter. And the universe makes no mistakes about it. There's no coincidences. Everything happens and there's no strange affairs. Everything happens for a reason. And when I turned it open and started reading, that's the one I read, and it started reading about love. And I don't have that marked. I didn't have that marked. I just read my Quran. I go in there and read. Sometimes I go in order. Sometimes I just flip and let my fingers go. And it was a blessing for that. So, yeah, any of y'all, if you're not familiar, I would really recommend y'all going on RV Bay Publications and checking out. They got an astrology class that's going to be going on, a virtual one. I would recommend any of y'all into your knowing yourself if you start getting into it. The sister is real educated and doing that, Rob. So you guys get into that. It's $20 a class, and I think $200, not a thing. I know $200 for the course, 12 classes. And I believe you get 2 free classes if you pay in full. And then you're going to learn your chart. I'm not all informational on it, but I know I'm going to join the class to learn my chart and learn how to see what's going on with your mood swings, when the mood and tide changes, and, yeah, where Venus aligned at and stuff, so you know what's going on with you, man, so you can demonstrate better, so you can be on point, you feel me, on balance, you feel me, equalize your equilibrium right. So I would recommend that to the brothers and sisters, the good brothers and sisters out there listening. Don't forget to check in to Legal Empowerment Group. 101.com. That's the website out there. Got ebooks on there. Got information, a lot of information we just giving out to help people with business formation and credit, cleaning up the credit and understanding the game that the system using. We'll teach you how to clean it up for yourself. You know, there's no such thing as credit repair companies. Just, hey, we'll teach you how to clean it up for yourself so you can win. All we need you to do is tap and like and pass it on to people. Keep passing it on to our brothers and sisters. We're going to educate ourselves how to do better and do it for ourselves and kind, all right? Legal Empowerment Group, 101.com. And you can also go to AlmoreConsultationLLC.com. That's my other website, and that's where you can leave from if you want to have any consultation. Don't forget to go to Queen Kitty. That's Kitty with a K, Queen, KITTY.net for your feminine women products. We got some good products. Men, they got that snapback thing. I don't know if you got an old dinosaur, if you got a young one, you all right. You got an old dinosaur now, and you got that clipper. Got that man, had that thing snapping red now, had it snapping. And then don't forget, that's queenkitty.net now. That's for your feminine hygiene products. She got some good products out there, natural products. And then you got Supercoin, Supernatural Coin. Man, on the Binance Smart Chain, BNB, go get that, man. They're giving out a lot of coins for the little bucks. And if you market it, tell people to pay you by them coins, and the market cap and stuff start going up and they go public one day soon. They're working on a lot of things behind the doors. Man, you could be in for a big reward, man, for some little stuff. Let's start investing in ourselves, checking into our own people, all right? So listen, I thank y'all for sliding through on the Blog Talk Radio Morning Drip with Suleiman Bey. I'm going to try to give me a nighttime slot so people could dig in more at the night, too. So maybe I'll do, too. I don't know. But as of right now, this is where it's at. I thank y'all for coming in. Tune in again. Be staying. Link me in so when I have a show, it'll post up. and you will know and be aware, and you can tune in. I thank y'all for joining on Blog Talk Radio. This is Sumerlan Bay. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you, as Yahushua used to say. See you when we see you, inshallah. Peace.